Hi, I'm Randy. Welcome, welcome, and welcome to you, you, and especially you. I'm your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. And welcome to the Last Stop Podcast Shop on your internet dial. This is my 79th episode of Infotainment, and I had to recharge my podcasting batteries. So I took a week-long trip out to Colorado, a state I had never been to before, and wanted to see some of the Rocky Mountains. I don't like to fly, as I've mentioned before in other podcasts, with some of the horror stories of flying. So I rented a car in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And, of course, I haven't driven in a couple of years, so I was a little concerned about that. But all went well, and the car got back without a scrape. That was a good thing, because all my driving skills were tested over the week's time. And it started out great. The first car we completely loaded up that I was going to rent, and come to find out there was no cruise control. And you just automatically assume that every rental car has cruise control, but not this one. And they explained why. I don't remember the exact reason why that they wouldn't have all their vehicles have cruise control. But I got bumped up into a larger car, and it functioned admirably, a Nissan Altima. And the route I took was I-29 down to I-80, and along the way, I saw several abandoned cars, some of which looked like people would come back and retrieve them, and there was one van that there was rust upon rust. I think they were just going to let it deteriorate, compost into a rust heap so they could just shovel it away from the interstate. That was on Interstate 80, which is an interesting highway, a major highway through the states. A lot of truck traffic. And once you pass three or four trucks, you think you got ahead of them, and then there's three or four semis ahead of you. One scary incident was one truck tried to pass the other truck. The truck in the right lane, the guy must have been a little tired, because he was kind of weaving around the center line and a little bit over. And here this other truck was trying to pass at the same time. And I thought their trailers were going to swipe each other. But luckily I got out of that situation. That didn't happen. Seems like I passed over 200 trucks over the week's time. Only saw two police vehicles on my way out there. I thought I would see more, but I saw a lot of expended tire tread and one mass of material that could have been roadkill or could have been half a human torso. I'm not sure what which one it was, but along Highway 80 turns into 76. Which you take into Colorado. My Google Maps performed admirably up until the hotel getting down there. And when once I saw the state line Colorado sign, 2 seconds later, my phone said, "Welcome to Colorado." But that's where the Google Maps started to fail me. When I got to, it got me to the hotel okay. Actually, I was staying at a very nice hotel on the 8th floor, Hyatt Place, in Glendale, Colorado. If I had it to do over again, I would have booked a place closer to some of the national parks there near Estes Park. I had never been there before. And some of the roads there are really test your skill. It's one constant S-curve after the other. And if you make a mistake, you are dropping down a long ways on one side of the road. On the other side, some of the rocks look like a stiff wind could blow them off onto the road, but I didn't see any of that. And but there was beautiful scenery. There was a picture to be had about every 10 feet. I wish I would have taken some more time up there, but I didn't want to drive in Denver traffic after dark, not being totally familiar with the road system. And my Google Maps thing kind of failed me once I hit the hotel, and wouldn't calculate anything, and I didn't want to spend for a taxi every place, which I probably should have. And but going up to the mountains and taking pictures there, and I sat on a, there were a couple boulders there on the side, and there was a little pull off and on the road, so I sat there and just contemplated life. It was a very relaxing area to be in. Also heard an elk off in the distance making some noise at one little pull off, and in some of those pull offs they have signs of what the area is and who the people are. That helps clear the land for the park area. One organization that started in the, it's either Eisenhower, called the Woodpecker Army. It's kind of a unique name. But that was unique. And to tell you some of the strange things that even at the hotel, I swear people in larger cities, they only know maybe how to get to the grocery store and maybe around their block where they live, and that's about it. Nobody knew where anything was. And we are so dependent upon technology, and sometimes it fails. And here's where I wanted to get to this little, it's like 40-some mile trail to walk along a river in Denver. And here's the directions I got from the hotel that they printed off for me. And it says, get on I-70 West from Central Park Boulevard. Head north. And then it says, turn right toward Central Park Boulevard. And then it says, turn left toward Central Park Boulevard. Then it says, turn left toward Central Park Boulevard. Use the second from the left lane to turn left onto Central Park Boulevard. Turn right to merge onto I-70. But when I got to the motel, I was so frustrated with the directions and asking people and stuff. I was totally lost at one time, and even a motorcycle cop, he gave me directions enough to get me to a road that I knew would get me to the hotel, but it wasn't exactly how he explained it. And that's when I was lost by either a concert venue or some sort of auditorium thing. I think that they were going, these youngsters were going to a concert. Here I had my car parked off the shoulder. The motorcycle cops were across the street. But before that, I asked a group in a car, all 20-somethings, and I was practically standing by my car, and I asked some directions, and the one girl with glitter on her eyelids and whatever, and she said, "Why don't you call an Uber?" Well, I'm kind of standing by my car. If the Uber is a tow truck, and maybe then I would to tow my car back to the hotel. But at that time, I did see a small plane towing a banner advertising a certain type of bagel. I don't know if this is a bagel chain or something like that, but I don't know, Brugger's Bagels. And then after that, it just said Dick. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe Dick owns it. I don't know. But overall, it was a good trip. I drove through Estes Park, which is kind of a touristy little town. Lots of different type shops, souvenirs, antiques, I'm sure. But is wall-to-wall traffic. I did not plan this trip very well, I must admit. But you live and learn, and I saw a lot of Denver that I probably wish I wouldn't have seen. At one street corner, I saw a man holding a cardboard sign saying, "Need weed." He looked rather disgusted. He was walking back and forth. I don't think anybody was helping him out. I did pass a couple of dispensaries, medicinal and recreational, for pot, but I did not stop. After dealing with Denver traffic on I-25, I think I wish I would have. I probably would have mellowed out a little bit. It was a high that I stayed at. I sort of asked the desk clerk there if there were 420 friendly, and they kind of laughed. "No, there's no smoking in there." I would have bought it edibles anyway, but I didn't do it. Even though there was, near the hotel, there was a smoke and a vape shop nearby. I don't know why that wasn't just a dispensary also, but I guess they have to be on the way to Estes Park, which was over an hour away from my hotel, which took me a while to figure out if I was on the right path to that too, but did finally see some signs. Going over the holiday weekend wasn't the greatest thing. It was like balls-to-the-wall traffic going through Estes Park, and I was wondering, when I was driving through there, seeing a lot of people on either side of the street, and they had a face painting thing going on. I wish I would have stopped, walked around through some of the shops there, but I wanted to get to Rocky Mountain National Park. And I'm going, where are all these people parking in town here to actually walk these streets? I saw one woman taking her life into her own hands crossing the street where there was no crosswalk, and it's traffic everywhere. And then once I did get to an area where it entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park, there was a line from Colorado to Nebraska. When I got up to the paying area to get into the park, which is $25 for a day, "How are you?" she goes. And I said, "Well, I think my leg is going to fall off. You know, sorry to hear that. There is a visitors area and a deal before you hit the park, but none after you entrance. You just drive, and there's little places to park on the side of the road where you take pictures or whatever. And luckily, I did find a place that was secluded enough to take a leak, because I don't know where the next bathroom would have. So I can say I pissed on the Rocky Mountains between two boulders. Finish up quickly because some guy was coming up there. He wanted to scale this big boulder, and I was sitting on the smaller one, taking a few pictures and stuff, and went through. And finally, I did. I wish I would have went higher up the mountain, but I'm like, where does one turn around if they don't want to go any higher? It's like you take your life in your hands. I was thinking about doing that maneuver, and I'm glad I didn't. I would have been in great peril, I think. Luckily, there was a turnoff, and I took that and did not go through the Estes Park. It said Estes Park, but I sort of missed the downtown area going back this way. I went by the famous and historical Stanley Hotel where The Shining was filmed. I guess that movie kind of saved that place because it's huge from going under. I kind of wanted to go in there and just yell, "Here's Johnny!" The movie, Jack Nicholson. I don't do it justice like he did, but I don't want to scream at you people who have seen The Shining. But I know that if you watch the Ghost Adventures program on the Travel Channel, you might have seen their Stanley Hotel lockdown where they were ghost hunting. I read a review of the hotel before I went. One of the reviews, the guy said, I can't believe how many homeless people are in Denver. Yeah, it's a sad commentary on our nation when you see somebody holding a cardboard sign about every street corner in certain areas. Some of them faking, I'm sure, and some of them legitimate. But that's the way it goes. I definitely got my share of driving in. Parts of, after you leave Interstate 80 on I-76, it's a pretty desolate area. Out that way, Sinclair gas stations have moved out of Minnesota. We don't have too many of them, if any, anymore. But Sinclair is pretty prominent out that way. And every time I would stop at one, either their bathroom was under construction, something being worked on, or the toilet was plugged. And at this one place, I was about ready to say, this is a do-or-die situation. I'll work a plunger. I can work a plunger, you know. And I guess gas stations are reluctant to call plumbers if it's that bad. You know, I could drop trowel right here and leave a deposit. That's the way it goes. But being up in the mountains is the highlight. There are a few highlights of the vacation anyway. A few houses up there that you walk out on the front yard or whatever, the porch, and you can see some of the most beautiful scenery you'd ever want to see. But in Denver, I did eventually find a couple neighborhood parks that I could walk around. And if I'd have made it to where I wanted to go, I wouldn't have seen the guy walking the dog and playing a flute. Playing it rather well, actually. I don't know how he was managing the dog and playing the flute also. But I should have brought my harmonica, but I did not. But unlike being in downtown Minneapolis, where I could not go. I went there a few times, and almost like within 5 minutes, somebody was asking me for some money, and it's not a good experience. And nobody came and beat on the window to ask for money stuff, so that was all right. There was a Chinese place right across from the Hotel in Ming Dynasty, I can recommend. It's right off I-25, and it's along Mississippi and Colorado Boulevard. They're in Glendale. Order the chow mein, and then she starts giving me the lecture about, do you want the hard noodles or the soft noodles? And it was pretty good takeout. I almost went to Smashburger, but they were pretty busy. I'd never heard of Smashburger before. So I went to Qdoba's, Mexican restaurant. It's kind of in a line of Taco Bell, Taco John's. It was passable, but the traffic there in Denver is outrageous. I think I pissed off a few Colorado drivers. I love the drivers that merge onto a highway and feel like they have to be in the far left lane right away. So they're zipping across in front of you. Three or four lanes right after they get onto the freeway. And on I-80, it seemed like people wanted to either drive 30 miles an hour or 100 miles an hour, which is always good. It seemed like I was passing a lot. I passed a lot of trucks, and about 20 FedEx trucks. But that's what I wanted to do, and I did it. And it was amazing how quickly I had to get back my driving skills for a lot of different types of driving, that's for sure. Oh, at one point, seemingly out of nowhere, a bunch of cardboard blew across the highway, Interstate 80, and unbeknownst to me, about 80 miles later, pull over and find this massive piece of cardboard stuck on the bottom grill of my vehicle. No, it did not say I'm homeless and God bless. And no, it didn't have any writing on it. So I must say on I-80, the rest areas are well spaced out. I wonder how they calculate the distance between rest areas along highways. We'll give them 30 miles, and then I'm sure they're going to have to take a leak or a dump or something like that. Then the next one, we'll go 59 miles. We'll make them squirm a little bit. And the one entering Colorado was very nice. Had a lot of literature on the state, on their parks and stuff. And if I were to do it all over again, I would have stayed near Estes Park. At least for what I know of. I was thinking about going down to Colorado Springs, but I never made it there to the Garden of the Gods. For those people who have seen that. But everything went well and kind of got recharged for the podcast. Well, enough about that. And let's get on with the regularly scheduled programming. Now let's take a hard left turn and welcome back CJ, that's been on the show for quite a few times. Today he's doing an on-location report from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Tell me what you're seeing out there.
Hey Randy, welcome to be back to your podcast here. And yes, we are at the 2018 Minnesota Renaissance Festival just outside of Shakopee, Minnesota, and had a good crowd here today. It's a sunny, hot, sunny Sunday afternoon here at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Seemed like last year when I was here at this time, it was cool, but today people are trying to get by with as little as they can to wear out here, and pretty hot out here. Lots of different acts and stuff taking place out here, and so yeah, just a lot of things going on here at the Renfest.
A lot of men in tights with cod pieces in, I'm sure.
Yep, and I got to tell you, just real quick before I forget, I was over at the Vegetable Justice stand earlier, and this kid, probably 13, 14 years old, comes up to throw some tomatoes, and I really couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl, the way they're dressed up there. And of course, the guy that's having the tomatoes thrown at yells out to him, "Hey, little girl, I bet you can't hit this." And the girl goes, I'm a boy. She whips a tomato, or he whips a tomato at her, or at the guy. So it was kind of funny. You really couldn't tell if it was a girl or a guy. You know, when he made that comment, you know, a kid goes, "I'm a guy," and whips a tomato.
Hopefully, he hit the dude.
He came pretty close. I know the guy didn't make any comments about it after that. So,
I suppose we.
Yeah, that was funny.
I suppose we should explain what vegetable justice is. You pay money to whip tomatoes at a guy who's got his head through a hole, and he's insulting you all the time you're throwing tomatoes. Of course, they don't keep them as hard as like a softball. They rake them on nails, so they're not totally hard. But
and I noticed this year they cut a lot of them in half. I don't know if they do that just for the kids or if it's for the adults too, but I noticed they're cutting a lot of them in half.
That's weird. I've never seen that one before. I've seen them use nails, but
they usually do. But this time it seemed like the guy, a lot of what I saw there, all the tomatoes were halved. So I don't know.
That's always fun to see it. This underneath the guy, there's this huge mound of tomatoes all lined up where they've been throwing them.
Yep. And I got to tell you where I'm at right now. I'm right on the other side of the jousting area, and there's a ton of people behind me watching the jousting. And between me and the jousting area is what they call the romance garden. I haven't walked through the area. Who knows what I'm going to find? But and I was sitting in a real quiet area, kind of by the food area, and all of a sudden, all these people come and sit down at these tables in front of me, and some guy is telling stories to them or something. I don't know, but it was real quiet here just a little bit ago, and all of a sudden, it's. It's busy around here.
Well, that's good. There are a lot of people out there today for you to see at the Renaissance Festival. Have you seen any difference in the shows from last year?
I saw pretty much some of the same. I caught part of Puke and Snot. They had some new jokes, but a lot of what they had was some of the old stuff. And then I saw some brothers. I can't remember the name. They're kind of famous here. I sat in on one of their shows. Most of the time, I hung around the our favorite area, the Vegetable Justice area, and watched that. And then right next to that, I don't know if you remember, but there's a Dump the Winches thing, and there's a lot of activity over there, so I went and watched that.
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
Yeah.
A couple of years I went to, I don't know if they have it anymore or not, but it was Michael the Mime. I got picked out of the crowd 2 years in a row to play the same part.
And he, really?
Yeah. And that was pretty interesting. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, for sure. Now, I got picked last year. There was an act here, and I got picked to be a part of that. But those people aren't here this time. It was a younger group. They weren't the funniest in the world. They had a few good gigs in it, but maybe that's why they're not here this year. I don't know. But it was a... it was fun being a part of it, and I looked for them here this year, and they're not here. So, but that was my claim to fame at the RenFest.
Yeah, and what's the theme for this weekend? I know they got different themes for...
This is the romance weekend.
Ah.
So I'm here without a romance romancing.
What will $50 get you around the Renaissance?
Well, I don't know. Actually, I'm not going to tell. Yeah. No, seriously, I have no idea. I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff going on here we don't know about. But I happened to see a pretty good aerial act here. I'd never seen them before here, but it was actually pretty good. I went to that right after I went to the puke and snot act. So
kind of like walking on tight ropes, or
yeah, they had just a kind of juggling fire, and then they had they're kind of doing some aerial acts off of this ring that was hanging in the air. They had a big long scarf thing that they're crawling up and down on, and it was pretty good.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And of course, drinking lots of liquid out here with all the heat and everything out here. Of course, I stick to the sweet tea and lemonade, but I'm sure there's a lot of people down in the old Bud, so.
Yeah, they used to have a drink of black and tan. That was always pretty good stuff, so. A lot of people getting those humongous turkey legs, I'm sure.
Yes, I've seen a lot of that going on here. At one of the acts I was at, one of the actors asked somebody in the crowd where they got it at and if they're liking it. So yeah, there's a lot of that going on here. A lot of the turkey legs. Turkey legs is not one of my favorites. It's too bony for me. It's not enough, too much bone and not enough meat, but a lot of people like it, and I know you like it, but it's just not one of the favorites, one of the things I like.
I was at the Spencer Fair with this photography group last Tuesday, and I got myself a nice Greek hero, but they sure do charge $9 is what they're going for at these events.
Okay. I had one here for $6. Mm-hmm. And it was not worth it.
Hmm.
It's not like what I have. I had a beef one, and the beef was spicy. It was almost like a spicy sausage, almost, and very, very greasy. You couldn't hardly roll it up like you normally would, or fold it up. Everything just fell apart. But that's the only thing I really had here. Otherwise, I've just been drinking lemonade and iced tea here. So. Yeah.
At the Spencer Iowa Fair, they had this huge, huge guy inside a robot suit, and he was standing there commenting to the crowd, and that was pretty interesting. I got pictures of that. I wish it was kind of more of like a vegetable justice thing, but they probably would have knocked him over if they hit him with a tomato. But the thing stood about 7-8 foot tall. And that had moving eyebrows and stuff, and he had to stand in place, he said, because it was a little bit windy or something. The wind would probably knock him over. So he was probably a lot shorter than the costume was. But
Now, I got here right at the beginning, and I was quite surprised. I thought it started at 9. That's what everything I read said, but it actually didn't open until 10. So it did a lot of people watching, but normally, right before they open the gate, they've had the king and queen come out and talk to the crowd and joke with the crowd.
Yes.
And then they shoot the cannon. That didn't happen this today, anyway. They just were joking around, and then they opened the gates. The queen and king didn't come out, so I don't know what was up with that.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen the queen and king come out there. I've seen people joking around when people entering, but... Wish I was there today with you, see all the sights, but unfortunately not.
Yep. By the way, those twins I mentioned earlier, that was the Tortuga twins.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones that I'd seen, one of the first acts I'd seen when I came in here. I'm looking at the guide here and trying to find the names of some of the acts, and that was one of them, and of course I had mentioned Puke and Snot. And I'm still trying to find the name of that other one I had seen. I'm not finding it here right offhand, but the aerial stunt team. But anyway, that's what I've been going to hear so far.
Do they still have, at one time, I saw the Falconeer, where he had a bunch of falcons and hawks and doing bird tricks across the crowd.
I walked by that area, and unless he does it different days, this time around when I walked by there, they had like kids shooting something at each other over there. I don't know what it is. It's all kind of fenced in, so the stuff can't go flying out into the audience, but that's what they're using that area for. So I don't think he's here unless they switch back and forth.
Maybe it's a paintball area now.
No, I don't think it's paintball that they're shooting over there. It looked like it was like kids jousting stuff or something that they're shooting with a little gun type thing.
Well, you said that a while ago you were by the Romance Garden. Are you there, close by that now?
No, I actually walked away. It was getting too noisy over there. I walked away. I'm not too far from there. But
is that a building you walk through, or is that?
No, just a little garden area. They got some benches in there. I should walk through there for the heck of it and see what's going on.
Sure.
I have no idea.
We got the time.
I'll take a walk over there. It may get kind of noisy because there's all of a sudden there was nothing going on here and it's quiet, and now there's all kinds of acts going on around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll head back over that direction. I had to find a shady spot here that was kind of quiet. So
yeah,
now I'm by the Wishing Well Winches stage, and they've got all kinds of clothes and stuff hanging up on the lines out here. So I don't know what that's all about. Maybe I don't want to know. But they've also got a giant, not a giant, but a fairly tall kids climbing area where they can climb this wall.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a tower, from the castle. Then they've got these giant checkers and a giant chessboard out here. And there's some people playing chess out here right now in this giant chessboard. And just about up to the Romance Garden here. I'll tell you in a minute what's going on there.
We'll see what probably 50 bucks get you.
Yeah, and I'll send pictures. No, I don't know what's going on. There's some guy just sitting out here. I don't know if he's a guard or what he is. I don't know what he's doing. He's got a big, huge, long pipe he's smoking, whatever that is. Maybe, don't think I want to know what it is.
Maybe he's been out to Colorado, too, like I
Yeah, maybe you saw him out there.
He's probably the guy in the street corner that had the cardboard sign that said, "Need weed."
Yeah. Well, I'm walking through the Romance Garden, and I see some tables, and they're covered. They've got these little temporary covers over them, and a little garden, a little pathway through here. So far, nothing going on in here.
Well,
I saw two guys come walking out of here.
Any new acts that you've observed that haven't been there before?
There's some new stuff here. I haven't gone to all of them, but okay, I'm just coming out of the garden, and I couldn't say too much because there was a guy and girl sitting at a table in there, just talking. But that's the extent of the Romance Garden.
Not much romancing at this hour, I guess.
No, just not there anyway. Just the garden. Just the garden.
I know they have, before they close at dusk or whatever, they have this big drum thing. Are you planning to stay for that?
I don't know. I've been out here in the heat all day, and I don't know if I'm going to stay for it or not. We'll see. I like to. That's always a fun thing to be a part of and to see. It really is unique. I don't know if I'll stay for it or not. We'll have to see how things go.
I remember one year I was watching that, and there are a lot of people in costume dancing around to the drum beats, and
yep.
These two women were wearing old Star Trek uniforms from the original series, which I thought was kind of out of place, but
yeah,
everyone's got their own thing out there.
That they do. You see a little bit of everything out here.
Have you seen the parade with the king and queen? And
yes, it went by me here earlier when I was out here.
Anyone with big snakes around their necks? I know that.
No, I have seen that one in the past. I didn't see it this year.
Hmm.
I don't know what's up with that, but it was here. Seen it in the past, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So I don't know what's up with that right now. I'm sitting on the back side of the romance garden in the shade on a stool and just watching people throwing some football around here and some people walking back and forth. And I'm actually, from my vantage point right now, I can kind of see the vegetable justice stand.
Ah, okay. So, can you still get the big Vlasic pickles for a buck?
Yes, the pickle guy is still here, and so are the elephants. If you want to ride the elephants are here again.
Huh.
So PETA hasn't put a stop to that yet.
Hey. I think they've kind of put circuses out of business.
Yeah, they have. I'm not a fan of PETA.
Well,
the only good thing about PETA is PETA bread. That's it.
Well, yesterday was Worthington's big celebration, King Turkey Day, where they raced two live turkeys down the main drag here in town.
PETA hasn't stopped that?
No. And the Minnesota turkey has won. I think it's won quite a bit. And then they have a parade, but it was extremely warm. I didn't stay for all of it. I could only tolerate so much politicians coming by and he can only see so many fire trucks from different communities before that gets.
Yep, everybody's got to show off their equipment.
What was funny was there was a car that went by that had a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump, and there were two guys dressed in suits like they were a Secret Service running beside it. And there was
that's
nobody,
cool.
Just the driver and the cardboard cutout of Donald Trump.
That's pretty neat.
I don't suppose Donald's made an appearance at the Renaissance Festival.
No, I haven't seen anything like that. It's been very contrary to that.
Yes, it normally it wouldn't fit the Republican profile.
No.
For...
No, Democrats it would. Not the Republican.
No. Yeah. Any new food that they're brought out there besides the turkey leg and the usual stuff?
Nothing that I have tried. However, let me pull up the guide here because it lists some of the foods they do have here. Some of it sounds like stuff you'd see at the state fair. Give me just a moment here, Randy, and I was just looking at it here. They've got Priest Turkey Burgers, caramel apple a la mode.
Oh, that sounds
They've
good.
Got cabbage rolls.
That doesn't sound course, good.
Of course, bratwurst.
Yeah.
Of course, deep fried Oreo. Now that sounds good. I just may have to try one of those yet before I leave here. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Frozen bananas, honeymead, whatever that is. Of course, everybody's favorite kettle corn, maple bacon. They've got meat pies, and you know, I almost had that, but I didn't know what it was, so I went over and watched them serve it. And a meat pie is actually,
sounds
all
like,
it is a pot pie.
That's what I was thinking, pot pies, yeah.
Yep. street tacos, stuffed popovers, tempura skewers, Thai meatballs on a stick.
That might be pretty good.
Of course, root beer floats, scones, coconut confections. That actually sounds pretty good. A BLT dog.
Hmm.
Don't know what that is. Unicorn sundaes.
Now, if I could have a black and tan and a nice bratwurst and a fried Oreo, I think I'd be set.
Yep. Some of the activities, the Daily Royal events they have here, is Renaissance Romance. I don't know what all this is. There's descriptions here of it, but Prince and Princess Party, a pub crawl, Wild for Whiskey, Much Ado About Mead, Feast of Fantasy, Pig and Swig. I think we can figure out what that is. Off the Vine Wine Testing, Body Beer Show. I wonder what that is. Lady Shopping Spree.
I know in years past that you could buy tickets to have dinner or lunch with the king and queen in one of the buildings.
Yeah, that might be one of these events. I'm not really sure. They've kind of changed the names of some of this stuff. So.
I know as you enter the deal in years past, they've had people put in stocks, you know, where they're
army, right, yep.
And they're saying funny stuff. I don't know.
And you know what? You mentioned that, and come to think of it, I have not seen it.
Huh.
I don't, maybe I've just walked by it, but I did not see that this year yet.
They must be changing a lot of things around from when I went last winter.
Yeah. And there's actually a train going by here, kind of out of place with the setting, but kind of funny.
That's a normal occurrence here. I'm surprised we haven't heard when we're recording. Usually every time I want to start recording, there's a train.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that about wraps up what's been going on here and some of the activities taking place here. So pretty fun time. It's been a hot day, but totally enjoyable. So wish you were here. You definitely enjoy it here.
Yeah, I always enjoy the Renaissance Festival. Even in some ways better than the state fair.
Yep.
But well,
for sure.
You enjoy yourself, and we'll talk with you next time. And
that sounds great, Randy. And thanks for having me on your podcast again, giving you this report like we did last year. And hopefully, we can do it again next year.
Sounds good.
Alrighty, thanks again, and thanks to all your listeners, and I think you said you had a lot of listeners from kind of the Germany area?
Some from Germany, some from UK, okay. And I've even had some people from Chile and Brazil download the program. And
well, to all of the listeners outside of the United States, we thank you for tuning in, and certainly thank you for listening to the report from the Renaissance Fair here, and been a great time here, and you need to come to America and experience this here in Minnesota sometime.
Yes, it's always a good time at the Renaissance Festival, and if only to see puke and snot. Their act is not as gross as their name sounds, so.
Not all the time.
A lot of sword to the crotch type humor.
Yep. Well, Randy, I'm going to wrap up the report here. But again, we thank you. And I'm sure we'll be doing another remote from someplace here sometime soon. And thanks again.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. You too.
Once again, thanks to CJ for that on-location report. You know, when I first told people that I was going to Colorado, I think they were thinking that I was going to come back with 200 pounds of pot, which wasn't the reason I went out there, basically to see the Rocky Mountains. But it was a fun experience also. So this has kind of been the Travel Log podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster, and listen to it on Stitcher, TuneIn, Blueberry, Podomatic, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and infotainmentpodcast.com. And also check out my Facebook page. Once again, thanks to everybody who listens to this program. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.